Brian Golf Show.
Four!
Presented by Cobra Puma Golf.
That was an excellent shot.
Yeah, real good form.
Well, I guess we can just jump into it where I thought this podcast was going to be like, hey, it's been a minute, but, you know, let's talk about Battle at the Beach. It was such a success, and wow, I had so much fun at the Players, and now here we are. No PGA Tour golf, no any kind of sports, no actual, like, normal living going on right now in the world, thanks to coronavirus. So I'll be the first to say that while I'm very disappointed in everything, I understand why what's going on is going on. You know, it's hopefully one of those things that where we're getting ahead of it. And that way, you know, we don't lose one, the health. But I mean, I think it's more of like an infrastructure thing if you think about it. And I've seen a lot on this where you talk about coronavirus and, you know, hospitals, right? Like hospitals are used to seeing X amount of patients. Well, if those patients, you know, quadruple and times that by 10, I don't know, we'll say they're seeing like 10 times as many patients. Well, we don't quite have the room for them. And there's all this stuff with coronavirus that I'm not even going to get into because I don't quite 100% understand it. That's not what this is. I'm a golfer, but I'm just saying I get why they did it. When they did it was a little questionable as far as PGA Tour goes, but they made the right choice. Now I can just say this, like we were coming off a super high with Battle at the Beach. It was such a success. So I'm going to get this out of the way. We're going to talk Battle at the Beach for a minute. Got to thank Cobra Puma Golf for being the sponsor, as well as we had True Temper, Lab, Arcos, Rockform, Dormy Network, Jones, Bridgestone, Watson Golf, Crew Golf, Golf Status, Club Champion, Chippo, Berg Golf Tees, Birdie Ball, Atomic Golf, and even Liquid IV jumping in. So tons of fun. Thanks to all the players for coming in and playing and being a part of our second Battle at the Beach at Hammock Beach Resort. It was really cool. Had a lot of cool swag to give away. Had a lot of really neat giveaways, including some sick Steez Issue wedges from Wedge Effects on Instagram. It's Wedge_effects. If you want to check that, you can see that we were able to give away six of those. Two of them, I guess, were done online between Steez and Tees, myself, Mel, and Wedge Effects. But a lot of really cool things. But the golf was just unbelievable. If you're watching TV and you're watching the Bay Hill Invitational on Saturday and you see the scoring's really high and the weather's crazy, well, we were not even two hours away from that, but we were on the ocean there at Hammock Beach, which, if not the best, or I don't want to say maybe best kept secret, if not the best kept secret in all of the country as far as beach golf goes, ocean golf, 1000% best kept secret in the state of Florida. Like the absolute best golf in Florida if you want to play on the ocean. In fact, there's six holes on the ocean, Hammock Beach Resort on the ocean course, and well, that's the most of any course. I think that even counts Seminole. Don't quote me on that. I don't know if Seminole's counted in that, being that it's basically on the Atlantic Ocean down there in Jupe. But wow, the weather we had on Saturday morning was so crazy, so cold for most. I wore shorts. Johnny Wonder, my partner, wore shorts. We were the only people wearing shorts. I don't remember complaining once about being cold until maybe our last three holes in the entire day, because as the sun was going down. But at that point, we were playing such good golf, I didn't even care. But I'm just looking back that morning. It was so tough. I don't know if, I mean, good golfers were shooting in the high 80s. We shot in the high 80s best ball. So Johnny and I went best ball 86, alternate shot 73, which was basically playing out of our minds. And then we did a 69 on two-man scramble. Missed the shootout. The shootout was every bit of amazing. A lot of fun. I mean, look, there was four teams, two-man teams that are making that shootout. And we had one team that just outplayed everybody. And that was just one of those things where those guys, you knew that they were going to be tough to beat. And they came out of the gate making a birdie. Jared and Chet came in and just basically dominated the game. So, you know, that being said, it was very hard to beat those guys. But I think all things considered, as how hard it was, man, it was like it was a big feat to just get in to our playoff, the shootout on the 18th hole. So there was a bomb made for par to make things interesting. But Jared came in. He's actually a guy, he's the head pro at Marsh Landing here in Jacksonville. So I'm going to be hooking up with these guys here soon. But they won the surfboards and invitations to the Vacational, which is happening at Victoria National, presented by Dormy Network. That'll be this fall. Another thing, as far as events go, we are keeping an eye on this coronavirus and the travel that is involved in our events. We have Battle at the Bay coming April 30th to May 3rd, scheduled at Reflection Bay Golf Club, which is, Vegas, clearly. That place has been hit. Think about all the sports betting that is just, boom, it's gone. Just no sports betting. At least the next 30 to 45 days, something like that. So Vegas is a place that's definitely taken a hit. You know, maybe the travel side of it's taking a hit. So we're closely monitoring that and seeing if we can't make a decision on whether or not we're going to have, it's not whether or not we're going to have Battle at the Bay. It's whether we're going to have Battle at the Bay, when we're going to have it, when we're scheduled to have it, where we're scheduled to have it. That might change. And that's just the real blunt answer, I guess. And it's kind of like not blunt, but I'm saying it could change. Very likely that it could change. And if it does, we will let any of the players know. All I know is we've got some backup venues in mind that aren't necessarily in Vegas, just getting ahead of this. And they are equally as impressive, if not more impressive. So that's events. Steezandtees.com. If you're seeing this right now, you've got about two more days, or listening to this right now, you've got about two more days to take advantage of $20 Grayson polos before those are all gone. And that is Steezand. I mean, gosh, we've had over 1,000 people hit up the site today, and I think we've sold like 300 or 400 of these polos, and we still have some left. So a lot of really neat stuff going on, but the focus is clearly not any of that. It's more or less coronavirus and how it's affecting our day-to-day and how it affected our week. So it's tough for me to do this podcast without Mel because we were slated to do a lot at the Players. We were pumped to go on Friday, which is today as I'm recording this. We're going to be going on Sunday. We're going to be with Medterra. They had the benefactor tent this year. So we had prime seating in a really cool venue to, you know, share Medterra CBD product with you, to, you know, do a few more things content-wise out there. But for us, Mel and I, you know, the Players is everything to us. It's been around her whole life, you know, as far as she's a Jacksonvillian. And then for me, I've said it all along, like, that's been my favorite golf course, TPC Sawgrass Stadium, and my favorite tournament since I lived in Indiana when I was growing up and I was, you know, a freshman in high school. And a lot of that truly had to do with the Tiger Woods video game, like all the way from PGA Tour 97, you know, the stadium course was on there, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe that was TPC Scottsdale and then Sawgrass came when Tiger took over. But whatever, I've been so infatuated with that golf course. I played it, you know, more than a handful of times now. It's still my favorite golf course. And I just, it's sad for the city of Jacksonville. And again, I've got to say this just because I don't want you to think I'm selfish. Taking out everything that had to be done. Okay. Taking out the fact that, yeah, they probably shouldn't even have played Thursday. Okay. There shouldn't have been a chance that they played golf at all. Which I mean, I wasn't there Thursday. I was there on Tuesday, and you could kind of get the vibe that things were getting serious. And then Wednesday night when the NBA canceled, that's when I looked at Mel and I'm like, whoa, like this is affecting me big time. Now I'm an NBA fan. I am a Pacers fan, and they're shutting down the league for what? I think Commissioner Silver said 30 days at minimum. So, you know, I'm just like, all right, now we're playing golf on Thursday, and it was weird, and all the coverage was weird. And then when you find out that, you know, I remember falling asleep kind of early, waking up, and they saying the Players is canceled, and that like feeling that you get, one, you get it because it's not for good. It's not like it's a 1 week thing and it's just back, going to be back to golf. It's wow, they're canceling golf all the way through Valero, and then Augusta comes out and says, hey, we're actually postponing all our events, including the Masters. And so now we're like, all right, well, we're not going to have the most important two tournaments for me every year. It's the Masters and the Players, and we're not going to have those this year. And that's just sad, and it's sad for the community. I mean, Jacksonville as a whole, nothing means more to this city than the Players. It's just the truth. I mean, you look at Florida-Georgia weekend is a big one in football. Jacksonville Jaguars, they pull a little bit. It's okay, but the Players is everything, whether you're a golfer or not. I mean, for crying out loud, they had a Chainsmokers concert. Like, we had the Chainsmokers performing on a stage on 17 on Tuesday night. That's what this tournament does. You know, it's military appreciation night or day. And I mean, it's a really big deal to have the military, you know, being a military town, greatly benefit from that. And then you're talking about all the other charities that are involved. I mean, the PGA Tour is based, if you don't know it by now, that's where the PGA Tour is based out of, which I saw their new headquarters being built when I was walking in on Tuesday, TPC Sawgrass, and it's just the most impressive thing I've ever seen. The renderings are basically spot on. If you look up their new HQ, the renderings are like, oh, yeah, that's going to be cool if they can do that. Well, they're doing it, and it's going to look impressive. But this is where the PGA Tour is at. This is, you know, this is a home game. This is the most important tournament for not only Jacksonville, but for the PGA Tour and for all the businesses involved. I cannot fathom what is actually going on. I mean, the things that I'm sitting here thinking about are like, okay, these tournaments, they're going to lose out on money. All right, well, if they're going to lose out on money, that means, well, you know, and I think this kind of as a business owner, I go, well, if we cancel Battle at the Bay, we're just going to make up for that. And our sponsors and our partners, they're still going to get their worth out of it. Our players are going to probably go, all right, well, I really wanted to play in Vegas. I'm not playing in Vegas now. So what next tournament? Do I get a refund? Do I get, you know, all of this? Or do I just put my money towards another event, go to Pinehurst, whatever it may be? Who knows? But that's what I'm thinking. I'm sitting there going, okay, well now what? Like, what are they going to do here? And it's not as easy as like, well, let's just make up seven more tournaments. Like the Masters can be postponed and they can put that somewhere because I believe the golf course, but the Players, they can't do that. Not at all. It's just not at all. You know, and so there's a lot that goes into it. And, you know, I know Billy Horschel was, you know, talking about, hey, like there's charities involved, like, you know, what is it? Feed North Florida. Is that what it is? I don't know. Feeding North Florida, you know, that's a charity that means a lot to him that benefits greatly from this tournament. You know what, how are they going to get money? So Billy's like, look, we need to still remember these guys. I think this is amazing looking into next weekend. Now, look, I'm going to actually be, as of now, I'm going to be playing the Copperhead course for the Monday after tournament from the Valspar. I was going to be playing in that no matter what, but it's still going on right now. So we're going to go play the Copperhead course on Monday, but they're doing something so cool where, okay, rates are starting at $199 and Innisbrook's offering a opportunity to play the Copperhead course tournament ready in its conditions. I mean, it's prime, right? Stands are up, which, you know, it's the host side of the Valspar Championship, which was supposed to take place next weekend. And they're actually doing this for a limited time. So starting at $199, you get one round of golf per person per night of stay on the tournament ready Copperhead course. Same day, second round replay, only $35. Doesn't include the Copperhead course, but you can play like we played the North course. A lot of people talk about the Island course being really cool and tricky. I really enjoyed the North course, but I mean, Copperhead's like one of my favorite. I'll also give you a $10 merchandise credit and then advanced starting times at time of reservation. You can use the practice facilities all you want, which over at the Copperhead, they're amazing. You got, this deal is March 13th to March 24th. So you got to take advantage of it like right now, but that money, a portion of the proceeds are going to be donated to the local charities that were in on the event. And I think that's an amazing way to do this. So I kind of feel bad. I don't, but I do. And that's just like, it's, I don't want to toot our own horn. It's not like we just raised $1 million, but hey, we did a raffle and we raised $1,500 at Battle at the Beach that we are donating to Arnie's Army. And I go, oh my gosh, you know, if like this happened a week, you know, after, and we knew what was going on with the Players and all these other events, we like, we would put that money kind of into our own local community, but it'll all work out. And we're proud to support Arnie's Army. That was always the plan. I think, I don't think anybody would question that decision to stick with Arnie's Army. But I also don't think anybody would question if we said, we're going to switch it to this because of this, but we are going to donate that to Arnie's Army. It means a lot to us that our players got involved in that. And plus, we raffled off a Cobra Arnold Palmer bag, the limited edition bag that was really not a lot of those made. So we kind of feel like it was supposed to go that way. But there's a lot to think about with everything going on. And if we're just specifically talking about the PGA Tour, there is so much more going on than just what just happened. Tournament's canceled. You know, it's so much more than that. So we're keeping an eye on it for our own events. As I said, look out for announcements on that. We'll just be posting Steez and Tees on Instagram. If you're not following us, please do. I appreciate it so much. Hopefully you get to see, you know, we're going to start rolling out more content from our event, you know, that happened this past weekend and hopefully, or last weekend at this point, hopefully you see that and it kind of gives you a little bit of like, I wish I was there, all of that, and give you a feel, and you can reach out to us and get involved in that way. If you have any questions on anything going on, like with the Valspar deal and all of that, you want to hit me up real quick. I have that information. I can actually send to you. My buddy sent it over to me. And we'll go from there on that. If you have any questions, I'm definitely going to be playing that Monday after. I'm going to try and talk Mel into letting me do Sunday as well, just to kind of take advantage of this deal. I just love the Copperhead course. I don't love the Copperhead course as much as I love TPC Sawgrass and the stadium, but it's like right there and definitely one of the top courses in Florida. So coronavirus, it's going to be a thing. Hopefully all taking care of yourselves. If you're not feeling well, you know what to do, right? You need to be quarantining yourself. I think the test for coronavirus is pretty expensive. All right. So I don't think anybody's just rushing out and going to get tested, but you know the symptoms. If you don't know the symptoms, do check it, please. All over the place. I know a couple people posted some things, some cool links and whatnot that just shows and describes every symptom, how it works. If you have any questions, like, I got that link. Okay. You can probably Google it, but I'm just saying I got it ready. DM me. Let me know. I hope everyone is safe. I hope that sooner rather than later, we get this handled and we are back to watching our favorite sports, back to watching PGA Tour golf, back to, traveling the way we want at our own leisure and just getting back to life the way we normally would be having it. Minus the fact that there is a coronavirus going around here. All right. So thanks as always for listening. Appreciate you. Make sure if you ever want to reach out, talk equipment, talk golf, you get us right now, Steez and Tees on Instagram or Brian Golf, Brian with a Y.